Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Mark chapter 7, verse 37. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." And Jesus charged them to tell no one, but the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. As we come to worship on this Sunday, we are very conscious of the fact that we are all in some way broken human beings, and this is a broken world. But in the Gospel for this day, we see how God Himself, God the Eternal Son, has come into this world to make all things new. Jesus comes into the region of the 10 cities, and people bring to him a man who was deaf and unable to speak. And Jesus takes the man aside. He touches him, and then finally he looks up to heaven and sighs, and he says, "Ephphatha," which in the language of that time, the Aramaic language, means "be opened." And this man who had been deaf and unable to speak heard plainly, and we hear also that his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly as well. In doing this, the Lord Jesus reveals himself as the one promised by God and now sent by God to make the whole creation new. As we heard in Isaiah's prophetic words in the Old Testament lesson, "In that day, the deaf shall hear the word of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel." He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. And in these words of the Gospel, we indeed hear the Word of God at the end of the story of creation, where we are told that God looked on all he had made, and behold, it was very good. And so to the broken creation, to the broken human beings, the eternal Son and Word of the Father comes to make all things new. And all his healing miracles pointed to this mystery, that this is what Christ had come to do. And all of his miracles point forward to his resurrection. Because in rising from the dead, the Lord Jesus overcomes the power of death and the grave, which would bring God's good creation to naught. Jesus is risen, and because he is risen, there is the hope of the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. In his letter to the Romans, St. Paul speaks of how the whole creation, not only human beings, but the whole creation is groaning in travail. And there Paul is using the image of a woman in the pangs of childbirth. The whole creation groaning in travail. in the hope that in the end, as Paul writes, the whole creation will be delivered from its bondage to decay and obtain the glorious liberty of the children of God. In the resurrection of the Lord Jesus on the third day, on the first day of the week, this day that we keep with joy every week, in the resurrection of Jesus risen, we see what God has in mind for all poor, broken human beings, sinners that we are, who put our trust in Him, and also His will to make the whole creation new. Jesus spit, He touched the man's tongue, touched his ears, to show that He was the one who was the great healer, the one sent from the Father. And you and I, when we were baptized, Christ touched us through the holy water of baptism with God's word of promise and made us already part of the new creation. Humbly confessing our sins, placing our trust in Christ's mercy, we are the forgiven, eternally loved children of God, who week by week partake under the forms of bread and wine, of Christ's body which death could not hold, and of the blood which pleads before the throne of the Father for our forgiveness and mercy. And so as we think of all that God has done for us in our baptism, and continues to do in the Holy Sacrament and through the preaching and reading of His Word, we too can say with the man who was healed, He has done all things well, He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.